KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. We yearn to believe what Arrival has to tell us, that life on Earth isn't all there is, that we're connected to the cosmos, that time flows more mysteriously than we can fathom. Denis Villeneuve's sci-fi thriller stars Amy Adams as a famous linguist, Dr. Louise Banks. She's the one who must interpret the significance of an alien invasion. The film is informed by her expertise in language, and that's a fascinating focus for an unusually cerebral thriller. Other aspects of the production are familiar, even banal. They speak to how mainstream movies and their audience have changed in four decades since the exuberant optimism of Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The story begins with a lyrical, mystical preface that connects Louise to subsequent events in ways she can't understand. Amy Adams is radiant in this sequence, and Bradford Young's cinematography is as lovely as it is austere later on. Then, whammo, the invasion begins. One spaceship after another arrives around the world, and a War of the Worlds formula kicks in. Arrival has its share of formulaic elements, but the film plunges into its vital center when Louise is summoned by a government functionary played by Forrest Whitaker. The aliens seem to be sending us messages, and she's been chosen to lead the team that will try to decode them. There's also an action component, of course. Louise marches into the belly of one spaceship, where clouds swirl, the light is low, and something or someone arrives. Amy Adams is at her best in these scenes of confrontation, but the marvelous atmospherics alternate with devices from a list of genre productions that could well extend to Earth versus the Flying Saucers. Government and military figures are severely dumbed down. Forrest Whitaker's character is particularly dense. Nations are predictably ready to make war on the invaders if Louise can't crack the aliens' code. The abstract nature of the theme is intensified by the usual assortment of computer displays and TV screens that bring in news of what's happening around the world. We're so accustomed to seeing action play out on flat panels that it's easy to forget how dramatically flat and conventional such scenes can be. Arrival does get tech-heavy from time to time, and its earnest signalings of plot and secondary character coarsen its texture, but all of that reflects the increasing challenges of attracting a theatrical audience and the shortening of attention spans. Gone are the days when movie lovers were glad to sit still for more than 2 hours while Steven Spielberg's film unfolded. What's remarkable about Arrival is its contemplative core. The film is very much of its time, open to other dimensions of existence, yet coolly observant in the process. I enjoyed it and respect it, but I can't pretend I didn't miss the grandeur of that long-ago close encounter. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.